This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A massive fire this week at a Jim Beam warehouse in Kentucky destroyed 45,000 barrels of whiskey. That's the equivalent of 6 million bottles of the bourbon. As Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, this is just the latest blow to the whiskey industry, which has had a rough couple of years.
Whiskey distilleries in the United States had been in a boom. Big brands like Jim Beam and Jack Daniel's, along with a couple thousand newer, smaller distillers, were enjoying high domestic profits and a growing market overseas to the tune of $1.2 billion annually. Then in mid-2018, things changed, says David Osgo, economist at the Distilled Spirits Council.
When the tariffs came along, it had a huge and immediate impact on them.
And unlike larger distillers with established distribution lines overseas, smaller distillers found it especially hard to sustain tariffs from China, Mexico, Canada, and a 25% tariff the European Union imposed on American whiskey.
Europe tends to sell in different bottle sizes, so you know they invested in bottle inventory that was just wasted immediately. In a lot of instances, they simply don't make as much product as they had planned.
Export sales plummeted. In the last 6 months of 2018, they went down more than 10%. They're still in decline, says Jonathan Doe, a business professor at Villanova University. And it may not be over yet, even for the larger distillers.
It could be that importers decide to begin to carry other kinds of products, maybe Canadian whiskey, for example, or maybe scotch.
Making whiskey isn't cheap, fast or easy, says Matthew Slaughter, economics professor at Dartmouth College. So distillers have to make some tough decisions.
You could keep your U.S. price the same, but you know that the tax that's added on by the foreign government is going to mean fewer sales. Or you might decide to try to minimize or at least cushion the lost sales. You could cut your U.S. price that you are selling into that foreign market.
Either way, he says, they're incurring economic harm. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.